It was an odd feeling. I know Bridlington well, and there, walking down the road, was Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Gambon, and nothing was familiar.
Hello, Mr. Godfrey.
Ah, hello.
It's a marvellous cabbage.
I finally won the war against snails. Salt, that's the answer.
Salt.
Warmington-on-Sea.
Here it is.
Every shopfront had changed. Galleries and hairdressers had become Fraser's Funeral Parlour, Jones the Butcher, Perry and Croft's Pawnbrokers. Warmington-on-Sea, as created by production designer Simon Bowles.
I know where I am now. Fraser's Funeral Directors. What was this before then?
This is a gallery, and actually you can see, just if you look carefully, just in the back there, you can still see lots of artwork hung up on the walls there.
Let's carry on down here. Saddlers.
This is actually somebody's living room.
The locals were certainly happy to see the return of an old favourite.
It used to be brilliant, and now it's come here. I think it's really exciting. We're sort of going,
Have you seen Bridlington looking like this before?
Never, not in my time. Absolutely marvellous what they're doing.
Would you like them to keep it this way?
In some ways, yeah. Yes, it would.
But the decision to revisit Dad's Army has certainly raised a few eyebrows.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
The original show remains a weekly fixture in the schedules. Could anyone other than Arthur Lowe be Captain Mannering? Well, Toby Jones is having a go.
The jackboot will not tread upon this hallowed land while there is breath in this...
When you deliver a line, do you feel as though Arthur Lowe's sort of over your shoulder?
Not anymore. I did at the beginning, because that's the voice you have in your head. But I suppose I've limited my amount of reviewing some of those episodes.
Your name will also go on the list. What is it?
Don't tell him, Pike.
Pike!
What I suppose one loves about him is that he's endlessly optimistic, that he returns to the fray, to the challenge of leading these, what other people would see as totally incompetent men. But he never loses heart with that.
This is it, men. Our chance to play a real part in this war.
And also appearing alongside him is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Morning, Miss Winters. Corporal Jones.
A butcher by trade.
But a soldier by nature, ma'am.
I grew up watching Dad's Army.
Welcome to Warmington.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Good day. It's a national institution, isn't it?
I saw that, Jack Jones. You just slipped her a sausage.
It just brings up and ignites wonderful, warm emotions and feelings and nostalgia.
By the right, quick, arch.
The issue is trying to distill that feeling, what it is that made it survive better than other comedies. For Paul Carpenter of the Dad's Army Appreciation Society, it is that magical mixture of a great cast, a timeless setting, and a subject that in Britain doesn't seem to date.
Dad's Army is based on class, really. The war is immaterial sometimes in the stories. It's all about a battle between the people within the platoon, and if you can get that right, and a good story, that should carry it through, no problem at all.
Stupid boy, they don't like it up 'em. The old lines make it into the new film. For director Oliver Parker, it's not so much a crafting of a work of art, more careful handling of a much-loved heirloom.
London! Hey!
You are messing with a bit of British culture, heritage.
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
I've no idea. I mean, it's a ridiculous thought, really, to tread through this minefield of people's golden memories. In fact, I was very, very sceptical of the whole idea when it came to me. But Toby Jones said, yes, I'd love to do it. Next thing I know, Bill and Michael Gambon and people are jumping on.
And you're stuck?
I'm stuck, and there's no way out at that point. So here we are today in Bridlington. I still haven't found a way out.
But the key questions remain. Is it funny? Can Britain warm to a new platoon?
Stupid boy.